Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Tsego.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, my sister. I hope that you are well.
I am fantastic.
Thank you so much. Had a good day?
A very long day, heavy day, but productive.
Long and productive. I like to hear that. Thank you so much for making time, even though it was long. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now,
no problem.
You know, thank you, by the way, for joining us. And those who are joining us on the line, you want to, talk to us or talk to our guest, plus 2773470352 is hit us up, send us a message on the WhatsApp line, and we are sure to pass on your message. We're talking about a RoboSteam train, and with over a decade in the manufacturing industry, in 2018, an engineer set out to ensure all South African children gain access to tech-based learning opportunities. The RoboSteam Train program has taught ECD, early childhood development, and foundation phase learners across Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and Limpopo. Today, of course, she joins us to share more about the latest projects that she's working on at RoboSteam Train to improve the learning landscape for young people across the country. So that's her voice that you heard earlier. So before we get into the discussion, Tsego, do tell us about your organization a little more.
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for having me. RoboSteam Train is an organization that focuses on enhancing learning for children, particularly in rural and township areas. In other words, we make learning easier using technology, particularly coding and robotics. That's what we do.
Wow. It's good, man. It's actually, I must say, revolutionary for, people like ourselves to be taking up great space in that field. Now, I understand there are some new offerings from RoboSteam Train. Do tell us about them and how they will impact the educational sphere in the country.
Thank you for this opportunity. We have created a coding board game, what we call Unplugged Coding. Mm-hmm. So for anybody who is not sure, coding is speaking to technology, robots, devices in a language that they understand.
Yep.
But using coding fundamentals, the brain, especially the brain of a child, can learn other skills such as problem solving, computational thinking, and many others. Mm-hmm. So we've taken those same skills that you can get from programming a computer, made them unplugged in the form of a board game, mm-hmm. because mainly we reach schools that are in very rural areas where there's barely any connectivity, sometimes mm-hmm. even no electricity.
Okay.
So putting a computer in that school, doesn't always serve them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have developed this board game that allows a teacher to use it as a tool in class, whether it's in a maths class, whether it is in whatever class that they want to, especially those early grades, to assist the teacher to make learning fun, and therefore children have a better relationship with education, a better relationship with mathematics in particular, and have a greater chance of just making it in life. And so that's what we've created. We are launching this board game very soon, and we're going out trying to reach as many children in rural areas in particular as we can.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned three provinces, and in fact, we're aware that you are in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and also Limpopo. Is this board going to be across these three provinces? Are you going to be expanding it to other areas?
We intend to go into as many of the nine provinces, if not all nine, as well as our neighboring countries, Lesotho, Swaziland, and Botswana. That's the plan for over the next year, is to cover those spaces with this tool.
And then I see that it is out there to help the younger people. So this goes to ECD centers only?
No, primary schools as well.
Okay.
with a larger focus on the primary schools, because they go all the way up to grade three. So even a grade three teacher can use the tool. So from grade R or age four up to grade three can use the tool.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And then when they use these tools, what skills are they actually supposed to be gaining from interacting with it?
Okay, so first of all, is the biggest and most important is the problem-solving ability.
Okay.
Because that is needed across the board, whether you are a mathematician or not, you're able to use the problem solving ability. I mean, even us adults, if we could manage our budgets with these skills, we'd be fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so we are teaching the children problem solving. There is a skill we call computational thinking. That's the ability to break down big problems and be able to fix them from a small, doable space. So that's also similar to problem solving. We are looking at gross motor skills. We are looking at cognitive function of the brain. We are looking at colors and shapes, numbers, working with numbers. So all of those foundational skills that are fundamental for a young learner. And that's why you're able to use the tool in any subject. So it's not just for the coding and robotics and tech type.
So basically, it would then assist with greater proficiency with other languages, other subjects as well.
Yes, that's the whole point. Because at the end of the day, we're living in a time where AI is available. We don't have to learn how to code. You can literally ask an AI platform, please write me the code for 1, 2, 3. We don't have to learn how to code, but we do need the skills that we get from coding.
True. Now, you're saying that your emphasis is in the rural areas, but as I'm listening to you, this tool could be a great deal in townships and urban spaces. Why the focus specifically on rurals?
The focus on rural, we do cover townships as well, but mainly rural. We've got a different program for the township schools.
Rural
mainly because most of the solutions that are available don't cater for our rural schools.
I get you.
They don't take into consideration class size. For example, you find a class has 50 to 70 kids to one teacher in a rural school. And the a tech solution or an ed tech solution that could be there, you know, it's difficult to manage those kinds of numbers. You find that there's no network and connectivity. Infrastructure is not so great in our rural areas. And so our focus is getting it out there. We're not leaving everyone else out. We are just focusing most of our efforts into reaching those places that others, you know, won't. What's called the forgotten places, the forgotten areas.
True. All right, I've got to let you go, but before I do that, I'd like to know what plans do you have, in the coming years with your organization in terms of are there more products that are going to be coming up, or what is it that you are having in store for us as, as consumers and potential buyers?
Right. For now, the tool will be in the schools, but before the end of the year, we will open it up to the general public and get it distributed anywhere. And we will also be digitizing it, so it will come in the form of an app, so that those who do have the ability can play the game as an app. So even anybody's children that are sitting at home with a phone, with a tablet, will be able to play the game. And many other such tools. So we specialize in creating tools to make learning easier and more fun. So there's a lot that is coming. Just look for the things that we'll be doing.
Beautiful. The business side of it, before you go, because yes, you're making an offering. It must be available to the rural places, especially, the early learning, environment, the primary school up to grade three and so forth. But of course, it's supposed to, I imagine it's a business that you're running. Please tell me about that side.
Yes, it is a business. We are a social enterprise, meaning we're not a non-profit organization, but we do focus our efforts on social impact. And so we work mainly with partnerships. That is what our business model looks like. or our revenue model. And so we partner with different companies, organizations, corporates, minds, anybody who has a heart for education and a heart for children comes through. We partner. You can either adopt a school or you can come and say, I already have a school. Please come and empower the teachers at the school and empower the kids as well. We do have other programs that actually use robots, physical robots, as well as tablets. So you would look at our menu and pick and choose on the menu what you would want for the school you've adopted as an organization. And we would come through and implement, give you all the reporting so that you can track that the kids there are actually passing after we are gone.
Very interesting and very exciting. I must say that it is actually, you know, I'm looking forward to it because, you know, we in the past, that is until recently, you know, it seems that we are overtaken by the world. I mean, you look at how things are happening in Asia, how things are happening in the West. I mean, in Asia, children as young as what, 8, 9, 10 years old, can literally create a product from scratch to up to finished product. Are you envisaging that we may look like this in the next few years?
I am hoping. I am really, really hoping and praying that we could. We are quite far behind, but with efforts like this, we can get close. Children from age 4 or 5 are coding in your Asian countries. There's no reason why we shouldn't be. So we just need to try a little harder, but we need to hold hands in order to do that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, people want more information with the RoboSteam train and what else the program does, etc., etc., and the upcoming you know, activities. How do they get to that?
Okay, our website address, which is where you'll find information about what we do and how we do it,
right,
is www.robosteamtrain.co.za. We're also available on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, robosteam_train on Instagram and Facebook, robosteamtrain on LinkedIn, and you can DM us, contact us. If somebody has an organization that's looking to do good and doesn't know where to start, we are available to help. And as we'll be launching this new product, we'll be making a big call for people who know a school in a rural area that we can't even find on the internet. And we will go out there, partner with a company, and make sure they are also equipped. So I'll let your producers know when that call comes out, just so that it can be visible to anybody who has just a suggestion of school or went to a rural school and they say, come to my school and empower them.
Beautiful. Well, Tsego, we're looking forward to that. And of course, the producer will definitely be in touch in as far as that is concerned. Thank you so much for the afternoon.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Lovely. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.